And so what will people be able to see at, is it Apple Day you're still calling it?
Yeah, that's still the Apple Day. That's tied in with a sort of a national celebration. I see that Wellington are having one, when was it, on the 6th, and that's this weekend. Ours is the weekend after. So it's, yeah, everyone's sort of getting into the rhythm of doing these Apple Days, and it's great that we get people to realise that that's what Britain does so brilliantly well, and this part of the world in particular. You know, when we started the first one, people would walk past our stall, go into Co-op and the Spa and buy an apple that's come from halfway around the world. It just seems nonsense to us. And then they have a bite of ours, which is just so much tastier because it's picked when it's ripe, because it doesn't have to be transported around the world. So you've got all that taste and all that flavour. And when you buy the apples in the shops, you've only got a few different varieties that you can select from. Whereas, you know, there are thousands of varieties. And it's that flavour and it's that taste and it's all those different colours and varieties and all the heritage and history. And that's what Apple Day is all about celebrating. So we're just trying to have a bit of fun in the game. So we'll be having our very competitive longest peel competition yet again. So see if anyone can beat the record for that. Apple bobbing and games like that. Having the cake baking competition. So if you feel like baking a cake and bringing it along, people just have a little taste of each and then vote with a coin for the one they like the most and the one that has the best... best pile of money at the end will be the winner, and yeah, that gets donated to the group, and the winner gets a beautiful glass trophy that was made for us by one of our group, who's a bit of an artist. What else we'll be having? There'll be having juicing going on outside, of course. We'll have the manual presses running, which are just great fun, and the hydro press going, which is just that bit more efficient. So if you've got some apples and want them juiced, bring them along on the day. If you've got loads of apples, probably don't bring them along on that day, but get in touch and we can just, and you come along to the greenhouse here and juice your fruits in a bit more sort of a controlled manner. So we think of it more of as demonstration on Apple Day, but yeah, you can see the equipment in use. Yeah, and just taste some of the juice, buy some bottles, having apple crumble making. So you make the raw ingredients of a crumble, that one's more for the kids, and then take it home and bake it in your oven, enjoy it for your dinner. Other stuff as well, but I can't quite remember now. It's too much
going on to list. But if people want to get hold of Brendan Orchards, then how's the best way to do that?
Well, best way is just to give me a ring, and that's Wivy 623 999.